When proof of work isn't proof, what Ravencoin's KAOPAL failure teaches about mining security. Ravencoin was built around GPU accessible proof of work. In August, attackers found a way to produce blocks without performing the GPU work KAOPAL was supposed to require. The network recovered, but the aftermath shows that repairing consensus and restoring trust are not the same thing. By Dr. Max Anon, September 12, 2026. Executive summary: proof of work appears physical. GPU hardware consumes electricity, memory bandwidth, and time. But a blockchain cannot see a GPU or measure an electricity bill. It sees data, and software decides whether that data proves the required work occurred. Ravencoin's August 2026 consensus failure demonstrated what happens when that distinction breaks. A flaw in KAOPAL header validation allowed blocks to enter a verification path that did not recompute the memory hard GPU work normally required. The attacker did not outperform Ravencoin's miners. The network temporarily lost the ability to distinguish genuine mining from data that only looked like its result. Ravencoin eventually repaired the code, reconstructed chain state, and restored a canonical history. Yet weeks later, major Korean exchanges Upbit and Bithumb announced plans to terminate RVN trading support. The episode therefore exposes two separate security problems: how a proof-of-work network verifies work, and how slowly trust may recover after that verification fails. Key takeaways: KAOPAL itself was not cryptographically broken. Ravencoin's implementation allowed KAOPAL verification to be bypassed. A block-controlled n-height field was not checked against the block's actual chain height. That discrepancy could route a new block through a historical verification shortcut without performing full PROGPAL and KAOPAL verification. The failure propagated beyond mining into synchronization, block indexes, UTXO state, and Ravencoin's asset databases. Recovery required patch software, a checkpoint at block 4,487,775 state reconstruction, mining pool coordination, and a deep chain reorganization. Weeks later, Upbit and Bithumb announced RVN delistings, showing that technical recovery does not automatically restore exchange confidence. Hash rate is only one layer of proof-of-work security. There is a comforting simplicity to proof-of-work. A miner performs computation. The computation costs electricity. The network verifies it. An attacker who wants to rewrite history must therefore spend enough hardware and energy to compete with honest miners. That model is broadly correct, but it assumes something that usually remains invisible precisely because it usually works. The network correctly verifies that the work happened. Ravencoin's August failure matters well beyond Ravencoin. Any proof-of-work network that treats GPU accessibility, ASIC resistance, or distributed hash rate as a security property still depends on software correctly deciding what qualifies as work. Section 1. Ravencoin was built to put GPUTA hardware at the center of proof-of-work. Ravencoin is a Bitcoin-derived proof-of-work network designed around asset issuance and transfer. It uses one-minute blocks and, since 2020, the KAOPLU mining algorithm. Ravencoin describes KAOPAL as derived from ETH-ASH and PROGPAL and designed to reduce the potential efficiency advantage of specialized ASIC hardware by using characteristics already present in commodity GPU hardware. The decentralization argument is straightforward. If useful mining hardware is widely manufactured, widely owned, and reusable outside one cryptocurrency, participation becomes less dependent on a narrow, specialized hardware supply chain. But that describes how miners produce work. Consensus software still has to determine whether the work presented to it is genuine. Ravencoin's failure broke the connection between the work in the middle of that equation and the acceptance decision at the end. Section 2. The block that was never really mined. The most authoritative technical description appears in Ravencoin. Pull request number 1289 and the emergency recovery release prepared by two miners. The problem centered on a field inside Ravencoin's KAOPAL block header called n-height. The value carried in the header was not independently checked against the block's actual position in the chain. That mattered because n-height was not merely informational metadata. Ravencoin's fix explains that the field influenced the proof-of-work hash, DAG-epoch, and PROGPAL period. More importantly, it could influence which validation path the software selected. Ravencoin had a shortcut for old blocks at or below an established checkpoint. Recomputing expensive kapow work for deeply buried history is unnecessary if the node already trusts the checkpoint anchoring it. Such an optimization is safe only if the node independently determines that the block actually belongs to that historical region. Instead, a block could influence that decision using its own declared height. A newly created block could therefore claim an old enough end height to reach the cheaper historical verification path. Ravencoin pull request number 1289 states that this path checked the final hash against the supplied mix hash without validating that the mix hash had actually been produced from the kapow dataset. The attacker did not beat Ravencoin's miners at kapow. The attacker found a way to make Ravencoin stop asking whether kapow had been performed. The mining algorithm itself had not suddenly become cheap. Nobody had demonstrated a shortcut through the intended memory hard computation. Instead, the implementation permitted a block to avoid that computation. The two miners' emergency release described affected blocks as containing no genuine progpow work, no DAG calculation, and no memory hard GPU computation, while still satisfying the vulnerable validation path. Ravencoin's official version 4.8.0 release subsequently confirmed that the mining bug could bypass the DAG and GPU requirements. Section 3. The bug did not stay inside mining consensus. Bugs rarely remain confined to the line of code where they originate. Ravencoin's malformed height created secondary failures because a block hash becomes an identifier throughout the system. Blocks refer to parents by hash. Block indexes use hashes as keys. Synchronization assumes consecutive headers link correctly. Chain state identifies which block its current state corresponds to. Ravencoin's asset layer maintains additional databases derived from accepted transaction history. Once the same logical block could be interpreted differently, depending on whether software used the chain-derived height or attacker-controlled header height, those assumptions began to diverge. Two miners documented nodes failing during restart because the block index knew the chain-derived height, while the affected block had originally been hashed using a different declared height. Reconstructing the block could therefore produce a different hash. Synchronizing nodes could similarly reconstruct headers that no longer appeared to form a continuous chain. Between heights 4,489,527 and 4,491,615, two miners reported finding 96 affected blocks among 2,089 examined. The first known affected block was height 4,487,776, time-stamped August 7th, 2026 at 3 hours 44 minutes and 1 second p.m. UTC. Ravencoin pull request number 1289 shows that recovery became more complicated still. Once invalid block index entries were removed, the node's coins database could still claim that its UTXO state corresponded to a block the repaired block index no longer recognized. Ravencoin's asset databases also had to be considered. State created on the discarded branch could remain locally represented even after the blocks that produced it were rejected. Replaying valid history against stale asset state could make legitimate asset operations appear to be duplicates. The recovery, therefore, required rebuilding more than the chain tip. One unchecked consensus field propagated into mining verification, block identity, synchronization, chain state, and application layer asset data. Section 4. Disclosure is also part of the security model. The technical flaw is relatively clear from the published code. The disclosure sequence is less clear. An account using the name The All-Father stated publicly that a critical kapow validation vulnerability had been identified, that similar logic could affect other projects, and that a technical report and proposed fix had been disclosed privately before the issue became public. Ravencoin's official version 4.8.0 release describes the episode differently. It says a self-described security researcher exploited the mining bug on mainnet and disclosed it after another actor copied the attack. Public evidence does not allow every dispute concerning motive, timing, or private communication to be resolved. The engineering lesson does not depend on resolving it. A consensus vulnerability creates two security problems: the vulnerability itself and the interval between discovery and network-wide deployment of a fix. A centralized service can often patch its servers before public disclosure. A blockchain must coordinate miners, pools, exchanges, explorers, and independently operated nodes. Disclosure sequencing is therefore part of the security model. Section 5. Why more hash rate could not protect the vulnerable chain. More hash rate means an attacker needs more computation to overpower honest miners, when everyone agrees on which blocks satisfy the rules. Ravencoin's problem existed one layer below that competition. Honest miners performed expensive kapow computation while vulnerable nodes could accept blocks that bypassed it. Adding more GPU hardware could not repair the validator. Hash rate protects a network against adversaries competing under correctly enforced rules. It cannot compensate for software that misidentifies what satisfies those rules. Proof of work contains both terms for a reason: expensive work and a verifiable proof that the work occurred. Mining security exists only while those remain connected. Section 6. Then Ravencoin had to decide which history was real. Once invalid blocks had been accepted, fixing future validation was not enough. The network already contained contested history. On August 10th, Ravencoin's official X account announced that a critical consensus vulnerability had been demonstrated and exploited and identified block 4,487,776 as the first known invalid block. The notice said two miners and Raven Miner, which together represented a majority of network hash rate at the time, were building a competing chain excluding the compromised history. A successful recovery branch could therefore produce a deep reorganization spanning several days of transactions. The notice also made clear that announcing the situation was not itself an endorsement of any particular rollback or recovery plan. Under normal conditions, the social layer beneath proof of work is difficult to see. When the code defining validity fails, it becomes unavoidable. Section 7. The emergency fix drew a line through history. The emergency patch did considerably more than add one missing equality check. It began rejecting affected headers when their encoded end height did not match their actual position, established a checkpoint at 4,487,775, discarded invalid block index entries in descendants, and added recovery behavior for chain state that had advanced beyond surviving valid history. Ravencoin's asset-specific databases also needed rebuilding where they contained state derived from the discarded branch. This is a useful reminder that a blockchain reorganization is not merely a block explorer moving backward. The block index, UTXO state, and application databases all have to become consistent with the same history again. Ravencoin incorporated the recovery logic into official version 4.8.0, released August 19th, Section 8. Proof of work settled the recovery, Handan, after humans defined what to mine. The recovery involved developers, mining pools, node operators, exchanges, and users making decisions. Two major pools, two miners and Raven Miner, possessed enough combined hash rate to make their choice unusually consequential. They directed work toward history, beginning from the last clean block, rather than extending the compromised branch. Proof of work remained essential. It gave the repaired branch the economic weight necessary to become Ravencoin's operational chain. But proof of work did not choose the patch, the checkpoint, or the recovery procedure. Proof of work settled the recovery only after people decided what the miners should work on. Every decentralized protocol contains a social layer. Catastrophic failures simply make it visible. Section 9. Mining pool concentration was both a risk and a recovery tool. Ravencoin's response exposes an uncomfortable paradox. Pool concentration is normally a security weakness because coordination of block production becomes concentrated even if the underlying GPU hardware is owned by many miners. During an emergency, however, concentrated coordination can accelerate recovery. Ravencoin's network notice stated that two miners and Raven Miner collectively represented a majority of hash rate during construction of the clean branch. Independent reporting similarly described their combined mining support as sufficient to make a deep replacement of the affected history possible. The episode demonstrates why decentralization has to be measured by function. A network can distribute hardware ownership while concentrating pool coordination. It can distribute nodes while relying on a small group of maintainers during emergencies. It can decentralize block production while relying on centralized exchanges for liquidity. The better question is not simply, how decentralized is it? It is, which function is decentralized, against which failure, and under what conditions? Section 10. A confirmation is only as strong as the chain beneath it, consensus. Failures quickly become financial infrastructure failures. Bitvavo suspended RVN deposits and withdrawals during the incident, citing the exploited consensus vulnerability and acceptance of invalid blocks by vulnerable nodes. An exchange may credit a user after 10, 20, or 100 confirmations, but a confirmation means additional blocks have been constructed on top of a transaction inside one particular accepted history. If that history is later discarded, those confirmations disappear with it. The exchange may already have allowed somebody to trade or withdraw against a deposit that subsequently ceases to exist in canonical history. Confirmations measure depth inside a consensus history. They do not prove that the rules defining that history are bug-free. Section 11. The chain recovered. Exchange trust did not. By late August, Ravencoin had patched software and an operating chain. External institutions did not necessarily consider the incident closed. On September 10th, Upbit announced that it would terminate RVN trading support on October 12th, 2026 at 3 p.m. Korean Standard Time. Bithumb announced a matching October 12th termination schedule. Its explanation is especially relevant. Bithumb had previously designated Ravencoin an investment caution asset after the security incident. In the later delisting notice, the exchange said it had reviewed subsequent measures concerning security incidents, including damage compensation, and concluded that RVN no longer met its requirements for continued trading support. Technical recovery. Can the network again agree on valid blocks? Institutional recovery. Are external counterparties willing to rely on those blocks? The code recovered first. Consensus followed. Exchange trust did not. An exchange evaluates more than whether the latest block arrived on time. It may consider the root cause, disclosure process, duration of uncertainty, potential user losses, recovery concentration, recurrence risk, and whether remedial measures were adequate. Bithumb's reference to compensation raises another difficult question. Who is responsible when decentralized consensus causes economic loss? Developers write software. Miners produce blocks. Pools coordinate hash rate. Nodes choose software. Exchanges decide when to credit transactions. Users hold the assets. Distributing those functions prevents any one administrator from controlling the network, but it also makes responsibility harder to assign when the system fails. Decentralization can distribute control. It can also distribute responsibility so widely that no obvious actor owns the remedy. Section 12. The market repriced the loss of access. Delisting announcements are not consensus failures, but they can transform the aftermath of one into a liquidity event. Following the Korean delisting announcements, RVN sold off sharply while trading activity surged. Market participants were no longer pricing only the probability of another software failure. They were pricing the future loss of access to major trading venues. One widely circulated market analysis following the Upbit announcement highlighted the combination of a sharp RVN decline, increased derivatives activity, and divergent positioning among market participants. Such positioning data says nothing about whether the KA POW patch is technically sound. It is useful because it demonstrates how a protocol security event can evolve into a market structure event. Section 13. GPU mining is only one layer of mining security. The Ravencoin incident is not an argument against GPU mining. Commodity GPU hardware still provides meaningful decentralization properties. It is produced for markets far larger than cryptocurrency, geographically distributed and reusable for other workloads. Ravencoin deliberately adopted KAPOW partly to pursue those properties. But hardware accessibility solves only one part of the mining security problem. KAPOW itself was not shown to be computationally broken. Ravencoin's software was tricked into accepting blocks without demanding the intended KAPOW work. KAPOW was not cracked. Ravencoin's KAPOW verification was bypassed. Section 14. The lesson for other GPU mined networks. Other GPU-oriented proof-of-work projects should resist the temptation to treat Ravencoin as somebody else's implementation mistake. The reusable questions are broader. Is every consensus-critical header field independently checked against chain-derived state? Can adversarial block data influence whether expensive verification is skipped? Are checkpoint optimizations isolated from ordinary live block validation? Can consensus objects be serialized, hashed, or reconstructed differently in different code paths? Do restart and synchronization paths enforce the same invariance as live validation? Which databases contain state derived from blocks that might later be invalidated? Are tests designed to detect attempts to bypass work, not merely incorrect work? How quickly could miners, pools, exchanges, and nodes deploy an emergency release? What happens if major pools disagree about the recovery point? How much practical recovery authority rests with a small number of operators? These questions also matter for Rio, whose current architecture emphasizes GPU-oriented mining and resistance to specialized mining hardware. The Ravencoin lesson is not that GPU mining is unsafe. It is that hardware decentralization addresses one failure domain. It does not eliminate the need for exact consensus engineering. If a network later moves from proof of work toward another consensus mechanism, the attack surface changes rather than disappears. Section 15. An audit is a snapshot, not a certificate. In 2021, an independent security assessment commission for Ravencoin examined the codebase, including its modified ProgPow and CoPow implementation. The assessment reported no implementation defects in